This year, it is Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, which creates certain issues and certain problems, and I'd like to discuss some of them. Just by way of history, in 1954, Vad HaRabbonim of the Bronx, who then the president of the Vad HaRabbonim of the Bronx was Rabbi Shimon Mordechovitz. Many of you know his son Moshe Mordechovitz, contemporary of mine, instituted or suggested a policy for their balabatim that they should clean the house out completely from any chametz and be yotze with egg matzahs, the Suda Shabbos, at least the first two Sudos. We'll speak in a second about the third Suda Shlishis. And this way they'd obviate any problems of having chametz in the house, and especially if it's, if you have kids around, little kids, it's hard if you have rolls or chalas to, for them to be careful not to spread the chametz throughout the house. And this was his suggestion. In response to this, in the Hamor of Nissen Tovshin, the Hapardis of Nissen Tovshin Yudalid, the Moshe Roizen, who was a Rav in Brooklyn, a great Talmud Chochum, he wrote the Nezer HaKodesh, he came out in strong opposition to this position. And in the article in Hapardis, I have it in front of me, he has primarily two reasons why he's opposed to it, two or three reasons. His first reason is, first of all, he says, we never heard of such a thing. The Minhag Yisrael always was that as Rishonim say, the Mishnah says in Pesachim, the Mishnah on Daf Mem Tes, Aboso Shechalios B'Shabbos, Mevaunis Akom Lifnei HaShabbos, Divrei Reb Meir, V'Chachomim Omim B'Zmano. So what does it mean, Mevaunis Hakol? So Rishonim, the Ran here, Rashi on Daf Yud Gimel, most Rishonim interpret that when it says Mevaunis Hakol, this should be amended according to the Sugya on Daf Yud Gimel, that Mevaunis Hakol means you get rid of all the chametz except for what's necessary for the two Sudos. Sudas Laila of Shabbos and the Suda of the morning of Shabbos. Of course, you can't have chametz beyond that because after Chatzos, Midiraisa very chametz is also. So we're speaking about the two Sudos of Shel Chametz. We'll see in a second what suggestions Poskim have for the third Suda. So he says in order to switch what he claims, what Reb Moshe Rosen claimed was the prevailing minig, there are two problems. One problem he claimed was that by instituting that the house is completely chametz free and everybody's only going to use matzah, not regular matzah, because regular matzah might be a problem of the Yerushalmi, because the Yerushalmi says kol ha'oichel matzah erev Pesach ki'ilu bol alusosu beis chamav. So because of that iser, that one should not eat matzah that with which you could be yoitz in the mitzvah, so regular matzahs would seem to be excluded. We'll see exactly at what time. This is machlokes rishon between the Ramban and the Baal HaMor. However, one should be yoitze with the suggestion of Rabbi Notam. Rabbi Notam asks, the Gemara says, I'm sochem, I'm daft tzadites, that minchi, you're not allowed to eat, so that you should come b'teyevo. And so Rabbi Notam asks, well, what is it, what's being excluded? If it's matzah, that's also anyhow, because of the Yushalmi, Bolosos Rechchamav. And if it's many other things, Mini Talgimi Dumas says is mutter. So Rabbeinu Tam says what it's speaking about is to eat the whole Suda with matzah shira. And matzah shira is not excluded by the admonition of the Yushalmi, because with matzah shira you can't be yoitzei mitzvahs matzah. It's not lechem oini. So therefore, you shouldn't eat too much because you should come to the night b'teyavin to enjoy the matzahs mitzvah. So koin trabin tam, you could be yoitze with matzah shira. The mashor already is, why does Rabbi Tam say dafka matzah shira? Why not matzah she'en mishtameres? Because you need shmura matzah to be yoitze. So the mashor says, you see, that since the tam of matzah shmura, not shmura, is equivalent b'tayim etal yomilsa, and therefore, according to Rabbi Tam, you could have not been yoitze with matzah she'en mishtameres. That would be also coined to the Yerushalmi. So the Moshe Rosen argued, and he said that he came to Asherim Bezel Lasso Lechol Matzah Be'er Pesach Im Chal B'Shabbos Mikami Taimim. The first reason he says is that in Yinhogu Kain Be'achilus Matzah Laila V'Yom V'Gam B'Zhiras Mikhamitz Kol Hayom Kula Hareze Ke'echem Imei HaPesach V'Yesh B'Zech Shosha De'Bal Toysef. That if everybody will transform the day before Pesach into Pesach, if ever Pesach is Pesach, that's Bal Toysef. Just like the Gemara says that Halan B'Sukkah B'Shmini is Loika, if you add on to the days of Pesach, by adding on by Achilas Matzah here, not after the Pesach, but before the Pesach, that's also Bal Toysef. Many disagreed with him. First of all, the Gemara says Bal Toysef, Shelo B'Zman requires Kavana. So the Moshe Rosen argued, no, it requires kavana because otherwise it's not nika, that it's l'shem mitzvah. For example, a person may sit in the sukkah on the eighth day because it's comfortable for him. But if it is nika that he's doing it only l'shem mitzvah, why the person eat matzah, only matzah? So he says even without kavana it'll be yosa. And even though the Mordechai says that the reason we sit Misveka the Yoma, there's no Bal Toysef because we don't make a brocha here. If you'd be eating the matzah, you'd be eating the matzah without a brocha. So he says, no, that's only because it's not Nika. But here, even without that, it would seem to be Achilas Matzah. So he asked it als Bal Toysef. The Moshe has a tshuva about this in the Igros Moshe. And this was a very vociferous dispute in a letter that he writes, Reb Moshe Rosen writes to Reb Simcha Elberg, the editor of HaParadeis. He goes through all his issues, reaffirming that he thinks it's Bal Toysef. And he says that those who disagree with him, I presume he's speaking about the Vada Rabbanan of the Bronx, So this became, at the time, obviously a very heated discussion. What is the proper approach in terms of Balabat and what should be suggested? And to this very day, this year's Erev Pesach, Shechal Yosef Shabbat, there are disputes about what should be done. So the Moshe in his tshuva, it's in the first chelik in Or HaChaim, it's Simen Kuf Nun Hei. The Moshe says that you can be yotze with matzah ashira, not like Reb Moshe Rosen. He says that he doesn't think there's Bal Toysef, there's no kavan and so on. And Reb Moshe affirmed the position that one could be yotze with, or maybe it's even better to be yotze with egg matzahs. In order to eat egg matzahs, do you want to be yotze the Suda Shabbos? Egg matzahs really should be a mezoinis. It shouldn't be a hamotzi. So he says, no, because of the kfiyas of Shabbos, you're eating l'shem kfiyas Shabbos, so therefore you would wash and bench on the egg matzah. So I want to begin first by speaking a little bit about the machlokes. Then the other issue, I just want to raise one other issue that Moshe Rosen raises, is he says to eat egg matzah erev Pesach, what we call egg matzah, it also gets us involved in a big machlokes of Rishonim. Because we know that Rabbi Natam said that if you eat egg matzah, there's no problem of the Yerushalmi of Bola Rososo Beis Chomov, because egg matzah you can't be yoitze the mitzvah's matzah with, and therefore this doesn't present a problem vis-a-vis the Yerushalmi. However, he points out that the Shitas of Rambam is that you could be yoitze mitzvah's matzah with egg matzah. The Rambam says at the end of Perek Vav, that the only thing which is excluded which and becomes matzah ashira, are the things mentioned in the Gemara: cholov, dvash, and yayin. But if you'd make it as we do with egg matzah is made with apple juice or other ingredients, but not the ones mentioned in the Gemara, which is what the Rambam codifies as matzah ashira. All other things are regular matzah, and you could be yoytzei the mitzvah matzah midiraisa even the night of Pesach. And therefore, according to the Rambam, he says, if you would be yoytzei with egg matzah, in other words, you'd be yoytzei the sudos with egg matzah, according to the Rambam, you're coming into the problem that it's of the Yushalmi, because egg matzah, according to the Rambam, will not be permitted to have a Pesach. I mean, Atam holds that all egg matzahs, what we call egg matzahs and others, matzahs that have other mashkim, not the ones mentioned in the Gemara, are also matzah shiva. So that's why Rabbi Tam ate them. But according to the Rambam, what we call egg matzahs would be qualified for the matzahs the Leil said, and therefore would be forbidden before. Now I just want to just tell you one thing for the Avnei Nezer, just parenthetically. The Rambam, I mean, it's strange. Why does the Rambam think that it's only dvash, yayin, chalav? Why are those the only things that are excluded and become matzah ashira? So the Avnei Nezer says a very good vort. He says it's not these. The reason these things are usa are because the shiva mashkim. When we look at the shiva mashkim, what are they? Mayim, tal, dam, right? Cholov, dvash, yayin, right? So those are the shiva mashkim. Now, of course, certain of them can't be used for matzah shira. Mayim is regular matzah, right? Tal would be regular matzah. So, and dam, you know, we're not going to use dam for, right? We don't want to affirm any blood libels, right? To make it matzah shira. So, what is if you exclude the ones that are not possible, the ones that are possible? Only you see that the Ram took the ones he took dvash, yain, and cholov are the ones that are possible in terms of the different mashkim, because the Avnei Nezer argues in order to make it matzah shir, it means that the matzah was nefer, and this mashke makes it into a lechem. Other mashkim don't have a shem, other what we call in quotes mashkim, the apidin are not a mashke. So, fruit juices and so on are not mashke. So therefore they would not create matzah shira. They're matzah that has also in them, according to the Ram, that has also apple juice, or has, assuming it's mayim also, so it's called poli dechimutz, or it has, let's say, I assume that at one point egg matzahs actually meant egg matzahs, that they put eggs in it, right? So, you know, that they had eggs in it. Eggs are not enough from the mashkim to make. So if you have eggs in the matzah, simply eggs are attendant to the matzah. They don't become part and parcel because they're not a mashke to create a shem lechem that's a matzah ashira. That's the Avnei Nezer's word. It's quite excellent. So according to the Ram, that you are, you'd say, so the Moshe Rosen argued that you couldn't be yoytzei, you couldn't use this to be yoytzei, you couldn't use those for the sudos, because indeed, according to Ram, you couldn't be yoytzei them at the Seder. Now, I just want to first speak for a moment about this machlokes harishonim that I referred to. What is the halacha, according to the Yushalmi, that you're not allowed to eat matzah erev Pesach? What is that? From when does that start? So here in Elo Oivim, this machlokes is between the Balamor and the Ramban. The Balamor says that this Isur only applies Mishesho Sulamala from, or Midrabonin from Shravavis, whatever it be, but certainly not Minhaboker. And because the Balamor apparently interpreted the Mishnah, Abba Asor Shechalios B'Shabbos, Mevarenes HaKol Melifnei HaShabbos, Divrei Mei, right? You eliminate everything. Everything means everything, because you eliminate all the Chometz. Also, what is he going to use for the Suda Shabbos? So according to the Balamor, this is a simple answer. He's going to use regular matzah. if you eat matzah erev Pesach, it's Kabbalah, it's also based chametz, it's also to eat matzah erev Pesach. So the Balamor says that's only from Chatzos. But the Sudas Laila and the Sudas Bokev Shabbos, that he could eat regular matzah. And the Ramban disagrees. The Ramban says no, that the Issa the Issa that Yushalmi has of eating matzah erev Pesach applies already from the day. The Magen Avraham already quotes that there are those who say that the Issa applies even at night. That even the night of Pesach, the night of Erev Pesach, the night of Dikas Chometz, that it's already forbidden to eat matzah. So what does this depend on? So first I want to tell you what the Rav said. The Rav said like this. He said they fundamentally, both the Rambam and the Ramban agree about this issue. Namely, it's us to eat matzah Erev Pesach, right? But when does it get a Shem Matzah? So it only gets a Shem Matzah, is called matzah in contradistinction to chametz. So the Balamor holds it's only when chametz is osa. Chametz only becomes osa michatzos, or a few hours before midrabanan. So it's only from that time on that it's osa. But the Ramban says that since there's already a loch of bir chametz from before, right? You were boyed at the house the night before, the whole day, during the day, you're going to be mavar the chametz and destroy the chametz. So it already has gabe that it also has a shem chametz, and therefore which endows the matzah as matzah. And apparently, the Magen Avraham are those who hold that you're not allowed to eat matzah even the night of bdikas chametz. So that would already mean, since this, we have to always say it, that we say at the bdikas chametz, abir chametz. The Bedikas Chametz itself creates a Shem, a halacha of Chametz, and relative to that, already it's Chal Hashem Matzah. Once it's a Shem Matzah, then it's also to eat. Matzah and Chanukah is not called Matzah. So therefore it's permitted to eat. But once it has a Shem Matzah, it's also to eat. And the Rav would always, by the way, the Rav quoted a Raya from Chaim, not like the Magen Avraham. He said, you see, not like the Magen Avraham, because the Magen Avraham's, because it's, we say, it's what a very simple riot. It says in the Manashtana, Shebechol halalos anochlim chametz matzah, halaylezer kulo matzah, right? So all other nights you're allowed to eat chametz matzah. So it means, aside for the Leil HaSeder, all other nights of the year, except for Pesach, you can eat chametz matzah. So apparently, when you can eat chametz, you can eat matzah also. So the night of Dikas chametz also, you could eat matzah. It's a riot against the Magen Avraham from the Manashtana. And the Rav said that the pshat in this is that, he said it's the name of the Ma'aser Rav. The Ma'aser Rav says that there are seven brachas that we say at the Seder that precede the Achilas Matzah. What those seven are, we'll figure out the chet, because the Goyen has also an extra bracha, because the Goyen made a bracha on Chatz, made until it's Yadayim. But whatever those seven, what the calculation of those seven brachas are, the Goyen said those seven brachas are like the Sheva brachas, like, because the Yushalmi says it's Kibbol Rusosu Beis Chomav. As a matter of fact, some hold that Yushalmi's Issa, not Yushalmi's Issa, that the Halacha, that is, that the Issa, in general, that the Issa of Arusa is because Kala below Bracha is Asura LaBaila, it's really below, because of Issa Bracha. So it means without the Sheva brachas that are said before, one is also to eat the matzah. The matzah is like an arusa till then. Because what the Rabbi says is, matzah requires a matir. What's the matir? The kiyum of the seder and the brachas that we say al ha-seder. Before that, it's also to eat matzah. This actually has relevance to another issue. The Ran quotes, you know, many had the minig, Rashi really held like this, that the mitzvah of afiyas matzah, because of this, the same kind, as it doesn't have a shem matzah unless there's a contradistinction to chametz. So since there's a mitzvah of afiyas matzah, and there's a chalois afiyas matzah, l'shmo, the halach is related to it, matako shel oni, you know, ishto, loshav hu oifer, the halach is in the seder afiyah, so that the matzah's mitzvah, according to Rashi, could only have been baked after the time of Issa Chometz. So it means, this may be a deraisa din even. From Chatzos, this is Shittas of the Goyim, that from Chatzos, the matzahs had to, Chatzos Erev Pesach was the only time you could bake the matzahs. So of course the problem comes up, what about a year like this year? How did Rashi have matzahs mitzvah? If there's a hekesh of matzah to Pesach, as they say, the Shechitas HaPetzel is according to Rashi, that apparently Rashi held that the time that you bake it then, Rashi baked it not on Friday, but Rashi baked it before the Seder. So that there would be a keem of a fear of matzah for the Seder. Obviously the Seder was postponed that year. Right, because postponed, that meant delayed, right, postponed till you got to it. What? And the Chassam Seif was knowing that. That's correct. As a matter of fact, the Ran quotes, this really depends, the Tosefta says that Mavaron is HaKol, and it says that they would be Oifa Matzahs. So it means Erev Shabbos, they were Oifa Matzahs. Question, what were they baking the Matzahs for? So here's a Machlokes Rishonim. The Balamor interprets that they were baking the Matzahs for what? For Shabbos. For the Suda Shabbos, because the Balamor holds there's no Isser of matzah till after Chatzos. Before Chatzos, it was permitted. The other Rishonim interpret, no, that they were baking the matzahs then for the Seder, right? So this gets involved in the issue, can you bake the matzahs Erev Shabbos, according to those Rishonim, that there's a hekesh of afias and matzah to Korban Pesach. I'd like to raise another issue, which I was thinking about. You know, this Yerushalmi is a strange Yerushalmi. You know, the Yerushalmi says that you like if you eat matzah Erev Pesach, Kabbalah Sosu Beis Chomav. And Ramesh has a very interesting, a long discussion, a very lumdish discussion about this halacha. He really, what I'm saying could be transposed into Ramesh's language. I just want to tell you first what I was thinking about. This Isur, is it really an Isur to eat matzah Erev Pesach? Is it Macholos Asuris, the matzah Erev Pesach? So first of all, L'choy, it's a locha only in the Gavra, right? Let's start, it's not an Isa Heftza, right? L'may Nafkaminas, the one who talks about this is Tzvi Pesach Frank. In the Hari Kenri, says, what about for Erev Chatzeres? Can you use matzah Erev Shabbos, right? This year. Not this year, in general, in Pesach. Erev Pesach can use Pesach, the Seder night falls, the first night of Shabbos. You want to make an Erev Chatzeres before, can you use matzahs? Just discussion about it. Because maybe it's not Roel Achila. So they say, no, it is Mutter, because just like you can make an Erev Chatzeres Erev Yom Kippur, even though no one can eat it in Yom Kippur, because it's Chazi L'Ktanim, so they say this is also Chazi L'Ktanim. Because according to the Rashbo, we pass in that way, you can be Michael, a cotton and Isid Rabbanon, so you can be Michael this also. So maybe they say, well, maybe this is different. Maybe matzah Yom Kippur, it's only Isid Gav. It's not. There's no right. It's a chi of tainus. The food is not also. But maybe here it's different. So I want to just tell you, I thought that the loch of the Yerushalmi doesn't mean to say that the Cheftz is Osa Bechlal. It's not even an Isa Gavra. It's not Isurim. The loch is if you eat matzah Erev Pesach, felt in the Achilas matzah, the night of Pesach, Leila Seder. It's a bittle of a kim. It's not even an Isra Asay. Achvainim want to say, the Trumas Adeshin says, we learn it, be'erev tochlo matzis, be'erev lo, v'lo leil pesach, it's like an Isra Asay, they say. It's not an Isra Asay at all. It's a kiyum. It's a kiyum in the Achilles matzah, leil ha-seder, that you should not have eaten matzah before, and therefore you should come to it with anticipation. That's the metaphor to Baal Rusoso be'beis chomov. Right, except they're not playing, right. It to be mavda between chiyuv and, similar. Because that's not a real Isur. Here it's a real Isur, correct. I'll tell you what the nafkamini is. Repsis Pesach Frank says a shalot. What about eating chatzi shir of matzah? So, he comes from a different angle. He says like this, if I eat a chatzi shir of matzah, the loch is, the Rabbeinu Tam says, you're not, it's only those things that you could be yoytzi matzah the night of, the night of the Seder. And Chatzis Zayis, you're not going to be Yotzi any, so the Chayit should be Mutter, right? This gets involved, but I just meant Panthelki in Lamidches Chinuch, in many places has discussion. We know that Chatzis Shir is Osim Diyaraisa by Surim. Is there such a concept of Chatzis Shir by Mitzvahs? Let's say a person only has a Chatzis Zayis Matzah. Is there an Inyan? Nepach is an extremist. All he has is a Chatzis Zayis Matzah. Is there an Inyan to eat a Chatzis Zayis the night of the Seder? Or no, Chatzis Zayis is meaningless. So Pashis should say that it's nothing. Chatzis Shir only applies to Yisurim, not to Mitzvahs. That's Pashis. It may depend on the Chakira, whether by Chatzis Shir by Yisurim is Nisa Proti, or it's if I eat Chatzis Shir of Chalev, did I violate Nisa Chalev? Or did I violate an algemeine, universal, generic Isa of Chatzis Shir because it's Chazidus Dirufei? It may be relevant to this, but Pashtus, you're not Yoitzi. But if you were to hold like the Minchas Chinuch, that's sad, that there's a Kiyum of Chatzis Shir, then there'd be an Issa of Chatzis Shir maybe before also, maybe. But I was thinking of a different thing. Here it's Mechlamah, if it's Macholos Asuris, so let's assume that Chatzis Shir only applies to Macholos Asuris. If it's Macholos Asuris, it's an Issa Achila, so then it would apply to Matz as well. But this is not Macholos Asuris. It's Alocha Tichsona, the Kiyum Matzah the next day. So, and that's the Lashon of Rambam is like that. It's interesting. The Ram is certainly based on the Yushalmi. The Ram, the end of Perik Vav from Hilchas Chometz Matzah, he says, Asu Chachomim Lechol Matzah Be'erev HaPesach Kedei Shia Hekel Achilosa Be'erev. Umisha Ochol Matzah Be'erev HaPesach Nafsho. So he's, the Ram's Lashon, he says, sort of like what you spoke about by Shofar, right? So the Ram doesn't quote, the Ram understood, means, so it means it's a kiyum in the Achila the next night. It's not a Cheftz of Macholos Asuris. I had a suffix, let's say a person wants to be Yotze Shalosh Shudas like the Mechaber. And the Orach HaShulchan holds like that Mikra Adin, that you could be Yotze Shalosh Shudas with Matzah Shira. And he wants to have, but he has one Matzah of Matzah Shira. Could he use the second Matzah for Lecha Mishnah? So maybe if it's just a Chsoron, it's not the Cheftz is no good, just you shouldn't eat it because it'll be a Chsoron in the Achila the next night, maybe it's Mitzvah to Lecha Mishnah also, as long as you don't eat it. I have a suffix about it. I'll tell you another thing I had a suffix about. Tell me what you think about this. Let's say, Rahman al-Islam, somebody is an Oinen, Erev Pesach. Right? Is he allowed to eat matzah? The thing that was Moira made the shayla is a shayla that Rabbi Holzer once had with the Rav. Rabbi Holzer had a shayla. He was an Oinen for his father, I believe. It was a Tainus. That was a Sorbetavis. And the Rav said that you're allowed to eat. He said the whole Issa time, there's no such thing as Issa time. The Rav, there's a famous Yotzet Shir, the Rav. That Tainus, it's not Issurim. It's a Kiyum. By being Nizur in the Hilchas Tainus, including abstaining from eating, that's a Kiyum Tainus. And since he was an Oinen then, Mesha Mutal Fon of his Potter Mimitzis, he's Potter from the Tainus, he would be permitted to eat. So, similarly here, what about if a person was an Oinen the night, the Erev Pesach? If you say that what? That it's Macholos Asuris, it's an Issa Achila, an Oinen is Potter for Mitzvahs, Rukivega points out, but he's Chayv and all Isum, even Isum Drabonin, and therefore Rukivega says before he eats, he has to wash. So he'd be also to eat the Matzah. But if it's basically, as I say, it's only because it's a Chson and the Kima the next night, so maybe he'd be allowed to eat the matzah, except one ketaina, that the Issa is not now. I mean, the bittul kiyum is not now. The bittul kiyum is going to be the next night. Then the night of the Seder is not going to be an onion anymore. Or maybe say, no, true, the night of the Seder is not going to be onion. But right now, does he have to make a cheshbon for what's going to be that night? Now he's potter mikol mitzvahs. He's potter from that cheshbon as well, efshe. Anyhow, I was mesupik about it. So now I just want to go back to a different issue. And that is that there's a machlokes between the Mechaber and the Ramah. What do you eat for Shalosh Shudas? The Mechaber says you should be Yotze with Matzah Shira. And the Ramah says that, so here there's a steer in the Ramah. All the Mephoshim ask, what does the Ramah mean? In one place, the Ramah says that Anu Einu Noigim, you know, what you should be Yotze with Paris, because B'medina Seinu Einu Einu Noigim Tid Matzah Shira, so there's no Eitze but with Paris. Right? The Goyin held a different, I mean, everybody will have a different Eitze what they're going to do this year. The Goyin held that you should split the Sudas Shachris and break that up, so you, the Shalosh Shudas will be, which you normally which should not be, will be before Chatzos Shemachs, before Sman HaMincha. The Ramah said not that way. The Ramah says you should eat, you can't eat Matzah Shira, because we don't have Matzah Shira in the Seinu. So what does he mean we don't have Matzah Shira? So, because we know the Ramah, that's the minhag of Ashkenazim as opposed to Sfadim, that we're machmir about Matzah Shira. We don't know exactly why the Ramah is such a machmir about Matzah Shira, that we don't let anybody eat it. There are several possibility suggestions. One is that it's choshesh v'shitas Rashi, that Matzah Shira, even without Mayim, can become Chametz Nuksha. Or that it's choshesh that maybe they'll put in water into the Matzah Shira, and it'll be Memarim, it'll be Marim Lahachmetz. One of those reasons. Which are all das yochids. And you could check, you see that there's no water in. But any, so the Orach HaShulchan is bothered by this, and he says like this, the Orach HaShulchan in terms of the Chok Yaakov is like this, that the Ramah didn't really mean Mikah Din, you can't have Matzah Shira. Just the Ramah meant to say, since people don't bake Matzah Shira, this was before Manischewitz, right, with their little labels, so in those days, the Ramah says, since now, we don't bake Matzah Shira because we're not going to eat Matzah Shira in Pesach, so there was no Matzah Shira available for Erev Pesach. So therefore, what can you eat? Just eat peiros or basa. That's the way the Orach HaShulchan. But if a person really had matzah shira, according to the Orach HaShulchan, indeed he could eat it. The Noach Yehuda says that even those who are machmir, he's surprised that the Ramah asks matzah shira, because he interprets it that the Ramah taka asks matzah shira. He's surprised that he should ask it. After all, Rov Vishonim don't hold that way. It's only Erev Pesach to be machmir zoy vait. So he says even the Ramah would only ask it from chatzois, but not from shor chamishes. In terms of matzah ashira. But according to the Orach HaShulchan, Lebi Neitzah to eat egg matzahs for Shalosh Shudas. I'll tell you what bothers me a little bit about the Ramah. If you interpret, which is the way the Goyin interprets it, this is the way the Moshe Feinstein, the Gris Moshe interprets, that the Ramah holds Medina, that you can't eat matzah shira Erev Pesach, I'll tell you what bothers me. The Ramah himself is a makel about matzah shira for Ketanim and for Choylim, right? So when there's a Tzorich, he's makel. Why isn't Shalosh Shudas a Tzorich? Let's told that he holds matzah shira is also medina, like the Goyin interprets, even Erev Pesach. So you can't just have, if you want, just eat matzah shira. But for Shalosh Shudas, you have no other eitzah. What? But that's not the ikah Shalosh Shudas, right? That's, you know, because if nothing else, you'd be yotze with Paris. But your person generally can't be yotze with Paris, right? Person would ask you about Balabas and Yeshua, can I be Yotze with Peiros Shalosh Shudas? The answer is no. Here, if you have no Eitz at all, so be Yotze with Peiros, but you have an Eitzah. It's, what? Who needs Pas? Yes, I'm saying, I'm asking, why isn't the Tzorech, the Mitzvah of Shalosh Shudas also a Tzorech? Right, I understand. Including the question, I understood the answer. I'm just being my oyer. Now, there's obviously the physical need of the choyla, the cotton is more than the mitzvah need of Shalosh Shudas. Okay. Alright, so the Orach HaShulchan says Yitaka could be yoitzer with it. Others, the Goyin holds that you can't. And the Lehuda says that you could be yoitzer from the Ramah only acid from Chatzos, not a few hours before that a Drabonon. Now there is another reason. I just want to close with this. Another reason suggested in Achroinim. The Mogen Avraham already quotes this sheet of the Maral Prague, a very interesting sheet. The Maral Prague says, of a person, let's say a person only has matzah shira, right? He's stuck someplace, the only thing he has is his box of egg matzahs. Can he be yotze What's he do the night of the Seder? So Pashtus, the night of the Seder, he's stuck. According to the Shittas of Rambam, he should eat nothing. Because the Rambam, the Rav always points out the Rambam, that there's an Issa to eat Matzah Shira the night of the Seder. Zichron Lechem Oini. And the Rav said that his father, he said at his Seder, this is what the Rav used to be knowing in part of it, said at his father's Seder, I presume at Rav Chaim's Seder, Lahotzim Liban, about those who help from Kabach Tzidim, he used to take the Matzah Shmura, that he would give out for everybody to eat, and before he would give it out there, I think this minute goes back to the minute Kagura, they used to dunk it in the water, and then give it out. I would like to do that myself, but my mother-in-law would go bananas. But, we're Litvaks, my wife is Hungarian. But so, the Rav said that already in his say that he stopped it. He's, like you said, as Mayor Telerant, after all, his son-in-law is, Chassidish Rebbe, so he stopped it. But the other thing that he said that Rav Chaim didn't permit was so even though he ate gebrochs, for Halai gave it the matzahs like that, but knedlach he didn't eat at the Seder, in the soup. Why? Because he considered knedlach to be matzah shira. And the Ram holds there's a separate Issa. Brisker Rav talks about the Seder. There's a separate Issa of eating matzah shira the night of the Seder. But the Marami Prague apparently is oblivious of this Ram. He's not concerned about this Rambam. Maybe it's only Drabonin. He wants to talk on the Dereisler. He says like this. The Torah says, but erev tochlu matzos. There's a mitzvah d'oraisa to eat matzah. Matzah shira is also matzah. There's a separate kiyum and a separate mitzvah d'oraisa of lechem oini. But if it's not lechem oini, it doesn't mean that it's not matzah. So the Maral said that if you only have matzah shira, you should eat the matzah shira, right? And then what? And you should be yoytzei the mitzvah, but erev tochlu matzos is matzah shira. What about lechem oini? Lechem oini at the fafel, mechlonch he doesn't have. But otherwise he would be yoytze the mitzvah. According to the Marami Prague, so you should not eat, they point out, according to Marami Prague, you don't have this eitzah, one offhand, we should exclude the eitzah of eating, Rabbi Baruchovich's eitzah to be yoytze with matzah shira for the early meals, right? Or according to, the Mechaber says that you could be yoytze with matzah shira shalashudis because you could be yoytze the night of Pesach, not the full kiyum, but the kiyum of Erev Tochla. So l'chore the Isur Yushalmi should apply. So Erech Nami would be yosa. So they say that it could be, either Mechaber says that you can be yoytze with matzah shira, at least for shalashudis, and the Orcha Shulchan says the Mikra didn't really, you could do it, except we know it's ain't much in Metzias, it's ain't much in Yadenu. Terence says, that would not be, that maybe the Maral would agree, even the Maral that says you could be Yotze with matzah shir, and you could be Yotze with egg matzahs, that's only if it was egg matzahs together with water. So it's Bali de Chimutz. But if it's egg matzahs without any water at all, the way we make it, so maybe it doesn't have a Shem Lechem at all, because it's not, there's no Shmir, because it's not Bali de Chimutz. Unless we say that the chimutz of nuksha is sufficient for chimutz. All right. Freilich and Pesach.